You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries, find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
There were these prints on the ball club.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, like breaking day. We'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is
silent and everything else. They just were too realistic
and
to be
frozen
like a tremendous manufacturer.
The hand was freaking out.
Into the woods.
Female.
That creature lives.
Bigfoot lives. A movie.
Right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
What you think I've seen? Some strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side of his knee, and he was talking to Moxon Joe. Well, the party they gonna have out in the St. John's walls. Sasquatch doing a brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Star.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Biscardi. If you'd like to join us in our live discussions during the program, just dial in and join us at 347-996-5877. That's 347-996-5877. Just dial in and wait for the moderator to announce your area code and bring you on to the show. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Peachy Keen. I'm telling you.
Well, in the words of Willie Nelson, on the road again.
Exactly. But I'll tell you this. You've all had cabin fever up till now, and it's been really incredible. Now, you're going to have to forgive me, where you guys out there in Bigfoot land, we're on a Bluetooth in the rig, in one of the new rigs, and we're going through a bunch of spaghetti turns here. We're in Phoenix, Arizona. Okay? Stuffed early this morning.
Do
you hear it? That's the GPS guy. Girl. Nevertheless, we're going to get through this, and we got a lot to talk about, and I want to tell you, it was like the olden days. We got our guys, I've got Rob here, we've got Alex here, we've got Bruce here, and myself, and I want to tell you that it's euphoric. It's stupendous.
1.5 miles, then take exit 173.
That's the 50X step. Should have thought about that.
Does it have a face to it?
Oh, no. We're changing to get it up. To get stuff screwed up here. And we wouldn't have had all this shit. But, you know, I got five chiefs and no Indians in the ring. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows everything better than the next guy. But nevertheless, we're okay. But anyhow, it's been euphoric for us. It's an incredible evening for us. It's right now, it's 85 degrees, folks. Those of you who are up in Maine and up in Alaska and Montana. So here's the deal. We're all down the road, folks. We're on our way to Texas. We're going to be meeting with Lisa Grubin. She's coming on the show tonight. She's the one that has those incredible experiences. And we're also going to be this weekend up in Farmington, D.C. So without any further ado, we need to get out there to Farmington and talk to J.C. You with us, J.C.?
I'm with you. You know, is that a time, or what do you got on your dashboard that's cussing at you there?
No, no, this is the most sophisticated Garmin that they money could buy. It's not that. It's the people operating it, okay? I've got one guy that thinks he knows more about it than the other guy, and they didn't take into consideration of all that crap. Of her coming on and doing all that garbage. Now, what we should have done is just stay stationary, but you know me, JC, I'm trying to beat the clock, and every time we stop, we're getting at our destination an hour or 2 hours later than I'm supposed to. You know I don't like but nevertheless, I'm glad to hear that we talked about an hour ago. You were talking with Alex.
And, yeah.
There's a lot of action going on up there, and I'm anticipating it. We were talking about it here in this big crew cab, and we've been having one hell of a time. We're loving it to death, because I understand that you've had a barrage of rocks thrown at you and your guy.
Yeah, we just the rock thing was really incredible here this last weekend. Go ahead. I haven't been much correct with there we go. I'm back.
No, you're fine, JC. Just go ahead. That's background noise.
Oh, is that background noise?
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, we got down to this section on the river and realized that the water was moving slower and deeper. And I told the gentleman who came down there with me, I said, I guarantee you there's a beaver dam down there somewhere. And we had a lot of wind that night. The next morning, the wind died off, and we could actually hear a new rapid or a new area where water was making some noise. And we made our way back there, and it's a section on this barbed wire fence. It looks like it's been crossed over quite a bit, had been pushed down. Of course, we looked for hair and anything else. There wasn't anything there. But the beaver dam was quite impressive. And what the beavers have done, they've made a big lagoon out of this area. And there's a big lagoon back there. So my plan, when you get out here, we're going to take some kayaks over to this island. I've long wanted to investigate this island, but it's been impenetrable as far as the growth and the Russian olives and things like that. We believe we found a good trail to get onto this island. But at this point, we have to get there by boat, by kayak type deal. So this should be interesting. And we might find nothing. Or we might find something.
How many kayaks do you have, JC?
I'm trying to get Dave Ortiz out, and I've got two. And I know Alex Hearn has got some experience in the kayak, and he's actually been down the river with me, so I want to take him on the island with me. He's got experience.
Uh-huh. Okay. What's the weather like up there?
We're going to be in the high 60s, pushing 70 degrees by the time you get here.
Okay.
Wonderful weather.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, the highest we hit today traveling was 98 degrees. Presently, we're right now at 85, and I got to tell you, it couldn't be any nicer than this. And I want to tell you, I said it at the top of the hour, kind of euphoric for me because it's been a long time, okay? It's over a year for me, and we've had cabin fever, and we've had a lot going on across this country. As we speak, there's stuff going on right now. In Virginia, a retired cop officer took a photo or some movies of one, and then about 20 miles away, some other guy, as he was going down the freeway, saw this electrical corridor and saw it. So there's been a lot of news breaking about what we've talked about here for the last 6 weeks. And I'm jazzed. My boys are jazzed. You can almost, you can't they're jumping like fresh trout being caught, thrown on the bank, okay, right now. And I got to tell you, they're just going crazy as hell. The fact of multiple reasons. They love the rig. They think they're in their front room, their living room. That's how it's gorgeous. And we're going to get to see it. And the amazing thing about the whole thing is that it's soundproof. You can't hear nothing outside. Okay? So between guys watching, where does it go? Here. The guys watching the DVD. The back, and they're laughing because they got the wireless headsets. Then the guys in the front listening to music and are being on this Bluetooth thing. I gotta tell you, it's crazy, JC. I mean, everything that you could conceivably think about in this ring, okay? As a matter of fact, I was the first one to christen the back end with the mattress and the pillows, and I gotta tell you, I thought I was rocked like a little baby to sleep, okay? It was. Now, many times, you know what I'm talking about because you slept in the back of the other rig, okay? This one here, it's so well insulated and soundproofed and rugged and the bottom of the bed, it's incredible. And when you see it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, okay? And
I'm excited for you. I'm really excited.
Thank you for that, because I know it's sincere coming from you. And the boys are in seventh heaven right now, okay? as they should be, because we're coming out to see you, and some that haven't seen you or heard your voice on the radio or heard about you through your many excursions and been with us, seen your picture and seen you in the film, and now they're getting a chance that they want to see you and David Ortiz and Chief and only Darren and the rest of the guys, and of course Father Ray also. So it's going to be a great time that we're going to have coming up on Sunday and Monday, and it's
awesome.
And as well as me, you know, I got to tell you something. Every time to me is like my first time. And there's a reason for that, okay? It's because, you know, people say to me, hey, Tom, off and on, you've been doing this for 37 years, and last 5, 6, 7 years, you've been doing it full time. Does it ever get old and mundane? That's one of the reasons why I keep doing it, because it's not old and mundane. Something that a new adventure in a new city, a new people that we're getting to see, and even if it's people that we saw in the past, it's a new occurrence, a new encounter. It's something that we haven't been there. It's kind of like the people that blog and forum on the same old stuff about the Patty situation, or about the this one's a hoaxer, or that one's a bullshitter, or this one's a naysayer. I don't care about that, as you know. I care about one thing. What's on the horizon and what's beyond that cliff? And is the grass greener on the other side of the mountain? That's what I'm looking
for. I'll tell you this. I've got wonderful friends around the country because you took me there to meet them. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful for all these good friends that I still have, that I still stay in contact with. And they're still out there working in the field.
No, JC, I'm glad you said that, okay? And thank you for that, because not many people who have been close to me has ever really said that to me and thanked me, because, you know, there was one other guy, okay, and he's in the camp with me now. He says to me, you know, Chief, I want to thank you for the last year and a half of my life, because I would have never gotten to see what it was like around this country, nor the friends and people that I've met. And that means so much. And it's because of you, okay, and coming along with you, I learned so much and have become a part. Bigfoot has become a part of my life. Bigfoot has become a part of the way I think now. And this is the only thing I eat, sleep, and drink. You know, it made my heart feel good and rejoicing that, hey, there's people out there that do thank others. Instead of those people who come out and take from you, and we all know who those people are, those people who turn, which I won't even name them. It's bullshit, okay? But thank you for that. It means so much to me, you have no idea. Because not many people, as like I said, I think you're the second one that's ever said that to me, and I take it to my heart. And thank you, because you're a real man, okay? You're a real person. And look what it's done to you. You've got to meet these people around this country by coming out with us, okay? And it's built your camp, built your knowledge of what's going on around the country, and look where you are today, okay? You become a guy that's one of the people that just doesn't bullshit, but you're out there, and you're doing it. Whether it be just right there, or up at Tip Rick, or up in the Luka Chu guys, you're actually doing it. That means volume. Trust me when I tell you that, okay?
Well, you got two guys in the cab of your truck right now, Bruce Shoup and Al Turin, that I wouldn't have gotten to meet outside of your activities. And I'm grateful for that. These are great men.
They are. Let me tell you something, or else they wouldn't be with me right now, okay? But I'll tell you what, a guy that has done so much, learned so much, you're going to get a chance to meet him. You've heard about him. You've heard him on radio. It was Rob Price. He has done an amazing turnabout, learned so much, and, you know, to be honest with you, not many people can work with me on a continual basis for a day or two, let alone for weeks, months, and years, okay? And those who have know one thing, that they've learned valuable information, they've gotten schooling and education that money could never buy. They've got to meet, travel to places that they could have never done on their own. Thank you for that. It means an awful lot to me, JC. And I got to tell you, tell Darren and his son, I can't wait to see them. Mr. Lee, I love that guy. Yes, I love him. And Dave Ortiz and the rest of the crew, and I'm really looking anxious to meeting that lovely gal who we had on the show, and going out areas and see what it was all about firsthand. And I know that wherever you take us, hey, I'm sure some kind of action will be taking place. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you this, okay? We are going to document everything. We'll have it on the website. We're going to do video. We're going to do stills. It's all going to come out from every different area that we're going to be. Listen, we got a bunch of show yet to come. God bless you. Thanks again, JC. Let the town beat the drum.
God bless you guys.
Let them all know that Tom Biscardi and his crew is going to be up there this Sunday and Monday. Can't wait to see you. I love you, man.
Love you guys, too. Be safe. God bless you.
Thank you again, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, Johnson, it don't get any better. This is called a fine gentleman, okay? The real man, okay? Tells it like a G-I-Z. That's what it's all about right now, folks. Without any further ado, we're going out. You've heard her on my show, Mr. Grubin. We're on our way to her house, okay? There about 2:00 tomorrow. I can't wait. Everybody can't wait also, because they all anxious to find out what we're going to find out there. So without any further ado, let's get out there to Texas. Lisa, you on the phone, darling?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
That girl.
Yeah,
girl.
Like it.
we're anxious to get out there to meet you and your family and to see what's going on. I want to thank you again. Thank you in advance, like I have, because if it wasn't for people like you, there would be no us, and there'd be no show right here, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Tell me about, I understand that you sent Marco Bill some pictures and stuff.
Well, I just sent some pictures of my area, so when we do talk, y'all can kind of get a better understanding of what it's like around my house. You know, how close the woods are and all that stuff. And I had sent him a picture of a pear tree in my backyard. It's a story I hadn't told any of y'all that it's a pretty old pear tree, and it puts off those marvelous, large, sweet pears. And about 2 years ago, overnight, that tree was stripped. And it's a good 30-foot tree. And overnight, even what was on the ground disappeared. And that's just another one we believe was our friendly experiences around here. So, and that was one of the pictures I'd sent to him. And then a couple of the other pictures were of some trails, beaten down trails that are staying pretty fresh. And we believe that they travel up and down through there, which is just down the street here. So, but as far as activity lately, we haven't had a whole lot. We've had some coyotes move in, and there's been a couple times it seems like we hear something extra. It's not just the coyotes. It's something setting the coyotes off, and that kind of sounds weird when we hear that. But up until this evening, at about 5 o'clock, I had a friend come up to visit, and he's in a wheelchair. He drives and everything, but he's wheelchair-bound. And we got this lovely weather out here, so rainy weather. So be prepared when you get here. I sat in the truck with him because it was raining a tad bit, and my oldest son, 19-year-old, was standing out underneath the awning. Talking to us through the window, and we started getting a whistle. And we thought, well, who in the world is that? So I thought maybe it was my younger son playing around with us. But so my older son went around looking, didn't find nobody, didn't see anybody. Come back and continued the conversation. Well, he came on in the house, and just a few minutes after he came in the house, the whistling started again. And we knew for a fact it wasn't my youngest son trying to tease us because I could hear the two boys in here roughhousing in the house. And we continued to hear this whistling. And there was nobody around. So that was our today experience.
I'll tell you a story, Lisa. You mentioned about that you've been something sparks off these coyotes. Well, it's very evident what happens is when these vocalizations or these monkey sounds or whistling goes on by these creatures, what happens is it sets off coyotes and they all get in tune with them. I'm glad you said that. Now, and you and I never talked about that, but you know, everybody's been emailing me or calling me and saying, Tom, we had a nice conversation the last time you and her talked. Now, did she ever go and take the talcum powder, put it on the porch, whatever happened? Well, I don't remember. We'll ask her tonight.
Okay. Yeah, we did that, but we got fooled by what we're going to assume is the large cow dog in the back. Just so happened, my VCR went to crap that night. As usual, you know, crap like that happens. But we did have a house full of witnesses. But we set everything up. And the next morning we went out and checked the powder and everything. There was just a very large set of dog prints. And we assumed that it might have been the large cow dog that watches back here in the pasture. But the only thing we couldn't figure is how he carried out the can of sardines and the jar of peanut butter in one trip because there was only one set of footprints. And he doesn't have hands. So we haven't retried it again. I've got all the stuff to do it again, but we just haven't got together to do it. But we are going to try it again. And I was kind of waiting because our activity has slowed down, you know. And so I wanted to make sure we know for a fact that they're there, you know. We want to hear it and all that stuff. Because the rock throwing and everything has pretty much come to nothing, you know. We've only, like I said, only been hearing these odd coyote sounds and then the whistle today. So we want, I want to make sure that there's maybe a group of them like before, so we know for sure before we try it again. But that's what happened there. It kind of sucked, but, you know, things happen. But we're on track again as far as video and all that stuff, so, and our electronics.
Yeah, by the way, do you know of any of your neighbors or any of the people locally who had sightings or anything? If you have them or send me their names and phone numbers and stuff, because I'd like to contact them also while we're in town, if that's okay with you.
The only ones I know of is the people across the lake from us that has reported to other Bigfoot researchers. Those are the only ones. I pretty much can bet you there have been people around here, but the thing about these people around here is they're like a lot of people in the rest of the world, and you can't, anything strange, you're weird, you know? And they don't
no,
like
I understand. Let me ask you this, Lisa. What's the local newspaper there in town?
The Corsicana.
Okay. You could call Corsicana and go to the news desk and tell them that the Bigfoot hunters come in the town tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I'll guarantee you they'll find out anything that they had there, anything that ran in their paper. They've got the contact numbers and names, and I'll contact them all.
Okay.
Or just get me their phone number of the newspaper, and I'll have my guys call them and tell them that we're coming ahead and make this whole thing happen, okay?
Okay. You might get lucky, which I don't know. It's the Corps of Engineers, you know, that runs this lake. But although being a government entity, you might not get anything out of them, so... But,
We deal with them in outside of Paris, Texas, Lamar Point.
Uh-huh.
And we got their permission to come on their land and everything.
Really?
Yeah. So, do you know those people?
No, I sure don't. I just know them by faces. They go by, drive by, in and out of the park. That's about it.
All right. Well, we got our tasks ahead of us. We'll make it all happen, and we'll be there tomorrow by 1:30, 2 o'clock, okay?
Okay. I will be here.
We're all anxious to see you and meet you, honey.
Okay. Same to you.
We'll give you an update in the morning where we are, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. Just mute yourself out. We've got a whole lot more show ahead of us, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
I got you muted here, Lisa.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you know who that was. That's Lisa Grubin, and we're on our way to go see her. And it's just an incredible thing, and we can't wait to get out there to be with her. At the same point in time, we're on the road again. There you go.
Yes.
Okay. Ely?
Ivy.
Hi, Ivy. Nice meeting you. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what, this is going to be something new for me. It's like getting married, you know, something new, something blue, something borrowed, something all that other crap. Anyhow, let's go to commercial, Marco.
Here we go.
1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries, find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
It turned out on this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, break in day. We'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is so light.
And everything else, they just were too early. And
there,
to be
frozen like
somebody's manufactured.
The hand was freaking
into the woods.
Female.
Bigfoot Creature Lives. Bigfoot Lives. It's a movie.
Yes, right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
And it's back to you, Tommy.
Yeah, there we go, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you, if you haven't seen Bigfoot Lives, get it. Download it. Get it. Amazon.com, PhilBaby.com, right to our website. Matter of fact, you get it from our website, it comes even quicker. It's on Netflix. It's all over the place, okay? We're in the process of Bigfoot Lives 2. It's going to be a blockbuster. I'll guarantee you it's going to be of all the places that we were in the last couple, 3 years. Got it edited right now. Some of the the Bigfoot hoax is going to be in it. It's going to be amazing. It's just going to be off the chain. And plus some new footage never been released of a couple of creatures. That's going to be in Bigfoot Lives 2, ladies and gentlemen. So I feel very fortunate. Between that, the 3D movie, the real reality show, we're back on the road doing what we know how to do the best. And without any further ado, let's get out there to Arizona, where we're at right now, as a matter of fact. And our good friend Mitch, he's got sent up a couple of new links also. And let's find out what's going on. Mitch, you out there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I'm getting ready to go back up this next week.
Well, that's great. You know, on the way back from Mississippi and Alabama and Paris, Texas again, and after seeing Lisa and going up there to New Mexico to see JC and the gang, we're going to be coming up to the White Mountain Apache Reservation. We got some stuff happening over there, and then right from there, we're going to go hook up with you. I told you we'd be sharing a campfire, didn't I?
Well, that sounds pretty good to me.
Well, we're going to. It was inevitable. We were meant to be, and meant to hook up, and that's what it's all about. And I feel honored that I'm going to get a chance to meet you.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Get a chance to meet some of your guys too.
Definitely, that'll be wonderful. Tell me what happened. I know that you were out there and you sent some links over to Marco Bill. Explain it to my listeners out there, would you?
Well, I put three cameras up in the hot zone. But Alex can tell you about the hot zone, but I had three cameras up there, and all three cameras ended up with some photos that were very strange. It seems like about a half an hour after I put them up and left the area, something decided to move the cameras over to where they were looking at where I didn't want to look, look at some bushes. But I got some hands again, and then it looked like I may have caught a forehead. Now, these cameras are 12 feet up the tree, and so in order to get a forehead, it has to be a pretty tall fellow to be able to do that. So I'm really interested in it. Marco's got the links up. You can take a look at it and see for yourself.
Wow. I will. That's intriguing as hell, I got to tell you. You know, you got those trail trips up 12 feet. Average guy is 5'8", 5'9", today. So whatever this thing is, and you got its forehead in the picture?
Yes. It looks like the upper eyebrows and his forehead, the top of his head. It's all silhouetted because the IR lighting was so intense from it being so close. But, yeah, big guy.
I'm tell you what, I'm amazed and I'm shocked and I can't wait to be up there with you guys. What's the elevation that we're going to be in? What's the weather like up there?
Well, it's starting to cool off. It's getting colder. It's averaging in the 60s and 70s up there. The trees are turning their colors, so it is getting really pretty. It gets kind of cold during the night, though, so bring a coat.
How cold is it at night?
It's getting pretty close to freezing now.
Okay, all right. We're used to that. That's wonderful. That'll be great. Okay. Now listen, when we come out there, meet you, and by the way, I give you an invitation. I extend my hand to you and your crew. If you want to come and meet us up at the Apache Reservation on the White Mountain area.
Okay.
They're having a big get-together when we get there. They're getting all the people that have all the latest sightings and everything, so we're going to be, it'll be like old home week for us, if you know what I'm talking about. So we're going to be meeting new people and new encounters. And again, you know, I become pretty much a buddy of ours now and friends of ours, so you're our extended family now, so therefore I extend my invitation to you in turn, since we're in your state. And I talked to, what was that channel?
KPHO.
KPHO tonight, and they can't wait till we get up there. And if there is any action, we're going to bring them with us. And they'll document and record it all. It's one of our friends of the area. So how many guys are in your crew?
Well, I generally have 3 to 4 with me. It has grown quite a bit, or it has shrunk a little bit due to people moving and so forth. So I would expect probably 2 to 3 at the Mount most.
Okay, fantastic. That'll be wonderful. I just want to make sure that we got enough provisions for everybody, and because we're going to be on the radio on the reservation for a couple of days, and every time we do that, they all come out in droves to say hello and tell us our story, tell us their stories on what's been going on, and I want to introduce you to everybody out there also. Therefore, another friendly face, another person in our line of business. Where are you leaving to tomorrow?
Well, I'm going to be going back up to the hot zone again, and I'm going to be trying to set some new cameras, and I'm going to be nailing them to the tree so that they won't end up looking at other bushes or at the sky or whatever.
There are other bunch of your competitors also in the area, Mitch?
Well, you know, I haven't seen very many of them lately. It's kind of like they've moved on to their own positions or own areas. But I've been tracking like 7 different hot spots here in Arizona, so there's quite a few areas to go to.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, this is going to be a first for me hitting up on the rim. This is going to be like a kid in a candy store, because I'm going to be loving every minute of them. And I just can't wait to be up there with you and your guys. And, again, I thank you from the bottom of my heart, and thanks for sharing with us, man.
Well, we're going to try to call them down and try to give you some real action.
Hey, we're ready for the action, okay? It used to be an old program where the action is back in the 60s. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, I didn't stop.
That's where we're going to be doing it also. Okay, well listen, thanks for taking a part of your evening out and doing what you said you'd be doing, and we'll see you here before too long, okay?
All right.
Okay, thanks again. Just mute yourself out. You can hear from the crew
right.
The cabin with me right now.
I got you, Mitch. All right, thank you.
You know, Marco, I got to tell you, you better put that thing on so we know where we're going, huh? You know how far more we got to go.
We're good right now. Put it on right after the show.
Yeah, I know, but we're at least okay for 20 miles? Get up and go nowhere else?
I'm good.
Okay. So we're going the right way, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing it live. I'm telling you right now. I had him shut off that damn GPS thing so we can talk and can hear about where we're at, what we're doing. So then I'm worried about we're back on the road again. We got to make a detour for some supplies.
and that we're back on, I want to make sure that we're not going to get lost halfway through it. Nevertheless, I've been hearing from everybody that says, hey, Tom, you know, you've got Youngblood back with you. He's never been hearing about what he's doing and what's been going on, and is he happy that he's back, and what's going on. The same thing now with Alex Hearn with you. Been on a few expeditions, and so he's with you when you're out on your maiden land voyage here, and you also got the snake man, Bruce Shoemaker. And we hear it from their first, you know, from their mouth on how they feel being with you now and what it's like being out on the road with you. So I can just tell you that they've been with me since 4 o'clock this morning. They've felt how I worked yesterday when I picked them up from the airport. And it's been nonstop, ladies and gentlemen. But what we're going to do is I'm going to go from the most man to the most newest guy with me that's been traveling. You're going to hear from their own voice how they feel being back in the saddle and what they're anticipating. Western. Okay. All right. So here, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Youngblood, a.k.a. Rob Price. Got the floor, son.
So right now I'm navigating, trying to get us through downtown Phoenix and all the traffic and keep us on the road in one piece and come up with exactly what kind of subject material we're going to talk about tonight. But it's nice to be back on the road again. I've enjoyed the break. I can't honestly lie and say that I haven't. If I needed the break, I guess it's like Tom says, you know, all the guys get together, you stay together so long and do this for so long and just go and drive, drive, drive and work, 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 and that's all you do is work or drive, and never sleep, and never rest. That's the God's honest truth. You just need a break every now and then because everybody's temperature gets to the boiling point, you know, when people get where they get around to each other too long. We're trying to keep that to a minimum so you can rotate it out. But everything's working out great. You know, we went back, had a little R&R, caught up on some sleep, some rest. Everybody's good and healthy. Got Alex here in the back, got Bruce over here, got the Chief sitting next to me, falling down the highway. The whole time I was off, I pretty much worked, because that's about all I've ever known. I was working. I worked for my uncle, air conditioning. I do electricity and air conditioning, heating and cooling, things of that nature. Also do a good bit of farm work, construction work, anything that you can come up with as far as trying to fix something or a piece of equipment. I've done it.
One time or another.
So this time I'm going to let it over to Alex, because
I'm having... Wait a minute. First of all, is he coming across okay?
Yeah, he's coming across fine.
Okay. The people have been asking, what's it feel like to be back in the saddle again? What are you anticipating on this next 3 weeks or month?
It's great to be back in the saddle. Right now I'm anticipating a lot of work. A lot of responsibility, a lot of pressure, but that's the way it is in the field every day.
And the reason why he's saying that, ladies and gentlemen, he's the senior man when it comes to the surveillance equipment, when it comes to setting everything up. And besides that, you know, he's a keen marksman, ladies and gentlemen. He's one of the finest that you'll ever find between a marksman and a trapper and tracker, really experienced, okay? He's learned an awful lot. So I got to tell you. Well, I don't know. Why don't you tell them? What have you learned from me?
Chief taught me about Sasquatch. I've pretty much hunted my entire life since I was 3 years old. I started shooting when I was three. Started hunting by myself when I was between the age of 4.5 and 5. I've been doing it all my life, pretty much like anybody else has a family activity or family, you know, get together thing you do with us. What my family does as far as together time goes, we go hunting. And I've just always done it all my life. I've always heard stories and rumors about Sasquatch, Bigfoot, different things. They call them skunk apes back around home. But I've never seen one. And I got out here and I got up with Tom and we decided that. We decided that, you know, I needed to see this thing. I mean, you know, I've heard so much about it, I wanted to see it for myself, my own two eyes. And, you know, I got with Tom, and that happened, and the rest of the story is history, folks. I'm going to be here for the long haul.
Well, that's great. Thanks, Rob. Now, from the most here, we're going to take the next guy. Paul heard me exactly every week on there calling my kids, my son. My son from another mother, Alex Hearn. He's been a great help. I'm relying a lot on him on this trip for a lot of the technical stuff. And he's learned an awful lot from us, besides on his own. He knew a lot. So he's from the East Coast. And some people from the East Coast, they're driven, okay? They know what the hell they're doing. Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Hearn, we're in his state, we're in his city right now. Talk about it, come back in the middle.
Hi, Pop. Hello, everyone. Great to be here. Great to be on the show. A lot of stuff happening in Arizona, as always. Quickly say hi to everyone out there, like Mitch and JC, for all the kind words. Thank you. We're having a great time. We drove about 900 miles already today. We're all over the country. We completely drove the coast of California. Now we drove through the Death Valley into the desert. We're into Phoenix proper. We're heading to Texas. We're heading to Arizona. We're heading to New Mexico. Who knows where else? And every place we're going is having action right now. So it's really exciting. Exciting to be here with everybody. Exciting just to be involved in something so incredible. You know, the places we're going are just amazing. The people we're going to meet are amazing, as JC already said. And everything, you know, we've done today so far has just kind of fortified that. We've had a great day. We're taking shifts driving. We're just a big, happy family and a big team doing something together. That's really cool.
Let me ask you this, Alex. So you've been out in the brush and more than once, and really never had the camaraderie being in a crew cab like Barrett right now. And was it made like everything that we said it would be? You know?
And then some. We got a lot of fun today. We picked on each other. We laughed at each other. We laughed with each other. We're having a good time. Everybody's having a good time. Bruce, really exciting guy to be sitting next to. And of course, Rob's awesome. Everything we've done together is just, you know, all comes back. That's when I got to see him today. And just so awesome to be out here again.
You know, it's an amazing thing, ladies and gentlemen. When you get cooped up in the crew cab of a vehicle, of a truck, as you travel 24/7. Now remember this, we're traveling 24/7, okay? And it's tough. You've got personalities, all different walks of life, opinions from four different people. But it's gelled, meshes, and it works, okay? Any further ado, you've all heard me talk about Snake Man, Bruce Schuchman. He's here with us. This guy has whatever you heard, great human being. He's been on about three or four different hunts with me. Carried his own weight. Called in to kick out rattlers, alligators, nuisance, marmon, bite. Guy, he's like that guy that you see on TV, Billy the Exterminator. But he's lit up. First time he's ever been on a plane, ladies and gentlemen. First time he's ever seen mountains in California. First time he's ever seen Arizona. Without any further ado, let's get the take on it. Bruce, get up here.
Well, hello, everybody. Out there in Bigfoot Land. I just want to say that, you know, everybody inside this vehicle is all grade A, number one, perfect people in my book. And it's an honor and a privilege to be with them. And I would like to say that, you know, in my line of work, you know, to do my best to help Tom and searching for Bigfoot find this creature to bring it in.
That means a lot, let me tell you, okay? That means a whole lot right there. And you know what? Ladies and gentlemen, the way we roll is the way we make things happen. if it wasn't guys and myself and so many of us out there that take our time and we go out and go to locations, check on these stories. Because remember one thing, no story is a bad story, okay? When you can take your time, your effort, of course you're going to do your due diligence. You never really know what's actually out there. That's what it's all about. That's what we're doing now. We haven't left that cat nap here and there. We're rolling. That's why we get from one state to another to another. This is 30 hours of driving, ladies and gentlemen. 30 hours, okay? When was the last time you drove 30 hours straight? Probably everybody shaking their head, never. And then, but yet there's some that have. But this is how we roll, this is how we do it, and that's how we do it. Guys, got anything else to say to the people out there in Bigfoot Land?
Guys, keep posting. We'll keep you up to date every step of the way. Check out the website, www.searchingforbigfoot.com, for all the latest and greatest stuff. Beyond that, no, I don't know what else to say. We're going to put it out there just as quick as we get it, right?
That's right. No, and I got to tell you guys, ladies and gentlemen, what he just said is true fact. What's going to happen now is every day you're going to get new pictures on the website, new stories that are going to be told, who are going to be updated every day. And if we stay more than a day or two, that means we've got a hot spot. We will do a live from that location, and Marco will be on the air with it. With live, ladies. I want you to know that. Go ahead, Marco. I know you're going to say something.
Well, I just wanted to say a couple of things. You know, as you're talking, a lot of people would be listening and saying, boy, these guys are really big shots, talking big and all this stuff. But there's a couple of things that I don't think people realize. And over the past 5 years, when you've been out on these expeditions, and a couple of them are that when you traverse all these different areas way back in the nowhere land into the Jurassic Park areas, the mosquitoes, a lot of people don't realize it, but Tom, you've been bitten twice by a snake, a water moccasin, and I think a rattler, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, and then you got Lyme disease from the chiggers and the ticks, and then you got malaria from the damn mosquitoes. So, I mean, that's all happened in the last 3 years, really. And, I mean, it's a hazardous thing. There's a lot of things that they go through when they go out there that people just don't realize happen. And you know, it sounds like, oh, yeah, you just go out there and you don't get any sleep, but it's much more than that. It's an habitat that's absolutely a wilderness areas that people don't go into, and there's lots of bugs and lots of other things out there. So there's a danger in that, and there's a physical danger in doing things like catching Lyme disease, getting malaria. How many people have gotten malaria nowadays? Not very many people. But you survived all that, plus your five stints.
I got seven stints.
I forgot. Yeah, seven stints.
I heard a story. There was an observation made yesterday, and, you know, yesterday seems like so long ago. It was just yesterday because of the miles that we traveled. But Alex Hearn made a statement to me. He said, oh, my God, Pop. He said, I never thought. He said, until I'm here and I see it myself and I go to the store with you, and here you went and spent $107 on regular AA batteries, these size batteries. Then you needed to get a new kind of hitch and these two more braces. There was another $140. Then you went and did this, another $160. My God! Because I thought, well, tell them your own words, Alex.
Within about 10 minutes, you probably spent about $500. It's just, you know, doing this costs a lot of money. It's kind of like, you know, break out another 1,000 because it just goes.
Yeah. Because I got to tell you, and I'm not belittling anybody, ladies and gentlemen. So I took $200 right from Alex, so on my 3 or 4 days, and I came back with money. My gosh, 15, 20 20 minutes. I saw you spent $500. And when I see what you've got here with all your equipment and how you refurbished the Bigfoot rig, and plus the new rig that we've got, and every time you fill up with gas, oh, my God, it's up to $68, $72. And that's just wasted money in reality because it's going through the tank, through the engine, and out the exhaust. What the hell? But this is what it takes. And then when we stop to eat, you know, there goes another $60, $70, $80. And it depends on where we're at and what we're doing. If we're with clients, with people, and we take their entire families out to dinner, people don't realize it costs a lot of money to run an operation like this. We've been blessed, been honored, and we're going to keep on keeping on. Marco Bill, thank you. We'll see you later. Till next time, America.
And everybody, keep Bigfooting. We'll see you next week. And or probably before then, if we run into some action, I'll be announcing it on the webpage, and we'll get you. Take care.
1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries, find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized there was something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, like break in day. We'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is
size and everything else. They just were too realistic to be
frozen like a tree.
Somebody manufactured
it. The hand was freaking
out. Into the woods.
Female.
What creature lives? Bigfoot lives. A movie
right now
at www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests, Jabba Bob and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monster Nation mysteries, legend, tales, and facts. What brought them together? Reason for the facts.